Hey everybody, it's Jim and Aaron. I'm back with another first run bald movie. Tonight we went to see the Tom Cruise vehicle, Made in America. No, American Made.
Yes.
Made in America, American Made, whatever. What did you think, Jim?
It was pretty good. I got a few chuckles out of it. Yeah. It was interesting to see, I guess, a obviously fictionalized take on I don't know how much to say in the non-spoiler section, but fictionalized take on some historical events involving drugs and the government. That much I think is in the trailers.
I
thought it was a mostly fun movie that maybe didn't quite hit the mark on the style it was going for.
Really?
Like, almost had this really cool, like, stylized sort of take on stuff, but it never quite hit the high that it needed to, I guess, to sell me on it. But it was ultimately pretty fun, I guess.
Did you see any of the episodes of Narcos?
Did you watch season one? Yeah.
Did you? Okay. Because I feel like that if this movie had come out like a year before that season, it would have been amongst the better things I've ever seen.
Okay.
But because I'm so familiar with this material after reading a bunch of books on Pablo Escobar and some of the shady shit that's gone on in South and Central America vis-a-vis the drug trade and CIA and Contras and Sandinistas and, you know, kind of following that as a kid, and like there was no new information. Like, I wasn't familiar with like this particular guy, Barry.
I say it's probably fictionalized. Say based on a true story, but
right. But it's another, and it's another one of those. You take pleasure in watching someone do something very dumb, but exciting, and well, and they're making a lot of money, and it looks like fun until it's not. So it had, but I thought it was well done. I don't have much hope for this movie's box office because holy shit, there was five people in that theater.
Yeah, I don't think you're underestimating very much. I think it's like seven people maybe total in that entire theater.
Yeah.
And I signed up for MoviePass not too long ago,
right,
thinking, okay, maybe this will work out for me. And I started to get worried, like, oh, I've got to go to the theater the night of and check in. And that doesn't, like, if all the seats are taken on the movie,
you're
sure I'm screwed. I can't see it.
Right.
On this movie, I checked last night at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and none of the seats were sold.
You know,
I checked again this afternoon at 3 p.m. and none of the seats were sold. And I'm like, this is bad.
Yeah, it's real bad. Because I usually buy tickets in advance, but you had told me that. I'm like, well, fuck it. So I showed up and I was 10 minutes ago, there was one other seat sold. You contrast that to like It. Cecily and I saw It Sunday evening.
This Sunday evening.
2.5 weeks after its release. Fucking sold out.
Wow.
Like, there was not, like, we got there and, like, oh, shit, we should have got tickets in advance. I had to do my old very back, you know, that's what I kind of sit now, top left of the theater kind of thing.
This one you could have said dead center.
You could have said anywhere you want. Yeah, it's that's kind of a bummer. But I thought it was style, like, I was waiting because, you know, this is by Doug Lyman of the Bourne Identity fame. And I was expecting a little bit more punch.
Yeah,
it felt very Soderberghian to me.
In the palette
and the choices, there was like very like I guess
I was
expecting it to be less fun and more kind of like technical and you know just like really breaking down how all this worked and like lots of, you know, action scenes. Although like it does seem like there wasn't a lot of action.
No,
they punch
the
up what little there
they
is
did,
there.
They tried,
yeah.
But
yeah,
and I guess. Now that you're saying that, that it came from that director, that makes a little bit more sense. Like, maybe he's trying to let loose a little bit on that stuff.
Right.
And maybe that's why it just came across a little flat to me, is because he didn't quite get there, because he directs Jason Bourne movies. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I thought Tom Cruise was really, like...
He carries it. Yeah.
He's so damn likable.
He is. He's very
like
charismatic,
he's like,
obviously.
I know. And, like, you know, I want to hate him because the whole Scientology thing. And, you know, he's just a weirdo. But
you know what? He got suckered into it. It's not...
Yeah.
I mean, he's like every other person who's ever been in a cult, right?
Right. It's like if I hate Tom Cruise, I hate myself.
Yeah, right.
And
yourself from 20 years ago.
And my cult didn't get me gold-plated Harleys and it was all stick, no carrot.
Uh-huh.
Lots of carrots in the Scientology business for Tom Cruise.
Apparently.
Lots of L. Ron Hubbard freedom medals and all kinds of stuff. But I can't hate him because he is so fucking charismatic.
Yeah. He is. He's great. I think without him in the lead role.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other stars who probably could have pulled this off, but certainly this movie without a great lead actor is not great.
Hmm. Yeah. While this afternoon, because I have something very important. I have a bunch of quarterly taxes that I'm supposed to be doing.
Oh, and, sweet.
So, of course, I procrastinated, and I spent like 45 minutes browsing this guy's Wikipedia.
Tom Cruise?
Profile. No. Barry Seal.
Oh, the real Barry Seal?
Guy? Barry Seal looks nothing.
Oh, I bet.
Like if you take Tom Cruise, add 50 pounds, and give him a receding hairline, you're almost there.
Essentially his character from, what's that rock movie? Fuck.
Are you talking about Tropic Thunder?
Tropic Thunder.
Yeah. More hair than that.
More hair.
But yeah, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
They should have got the fat suit out, put him in that.
Yeah.
Gave him a little balding wig and he'd have been right at home. I like that. The woman who plays his wife, I looked up cause I'm like, I thought she looked familiar.
Yeah.
And she's just stunning.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out where I've seen her from was she played one of Jerry Gingrich's super hot daughters in Parks and Rec.
Hmm.
You know the office buffoon? Like the joke about him is that his home life is the best.
Yeah.
Like he's married to Christy Brinkley and all of his daughters are like super talented. She was one of them.
Okay.
So like I recognize, but I've never seen anything else. I thought she was really, really good.
Yeah.
She's like, it reminded me a lot of like a much, much nicer version of Margot Robbie's character from Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, for sure. That's the vibe I got too.
Which is another, like, this is the Wall Street version of that movie. Mm-hmm. This is the CIA drug runner version of that movie.
Yep.
So that's exactly the charms and the same kind of pitfalls and all that stuff. It's all the same.
Yeah, looking forward to talking specifics.
Yeah, me too. Because I want to say one character's name, JB.
I have
a lot to say about JB.
Wow, yeah,
a lot to say, or as I like to call him, Hee Haw Greyjoy. He's a piece of work. Shall we talk about the trailers?
Let's do it.
We got a double banger. Thank you for serving. We got the Shania trailer,
and then
the straight up trailer. Like. I really want to like this movie, but that's like it gave me Hulu flashbacks when they hit me twice with the Pandora gift bracelet thing. Like,
right.
Go away.
Great movie. Like, it looks like it has just a ton of heart in it.
It does.
And I kind of want to see it. I usually like those war movies that are more personal.
You know, our generation, generation before us, they had the Vietnam, and you know, we've got these various desert campaigns in the Middle East.
Oh yeah, right.
We still haven't really got our like platoon, or you know, like there's like I guess the Hurt Locker probably comes close.
That's the closest, yeah.
You've got like there's a couple others that have been in that space that are pretty like I always had a soft spot for Three Kings.
Oh wow, that's a while ago.
That's it's
in the 90s, right?
Early 90s. And like David Simon did some stuff with like cool stuff with Generation Kill, but like I feel like that we're still waiting the great, Iraqi, Afghani war, like Lone Survivor. There's been some good, but like what is the one that's going to like win? Multiple. I probably one of them already has, and I'm making a giant ass of myself.
I mean, the Hurt Locker was
There you go.
Critically acclaimed.
Oh, already got one. Pretty sure it won an Oscar too. So yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about. Don't know why
but
anyone pays money to listen to my podcast. Honestly,
they aren't. They're still in the free version. the spoiler people will.
Hey, Ridley Scott's got a new movie coming out starring Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Williams, all the money in the world. So I don't know if this is based on a true account too, but apparently this guy Getty Oil has a granddaughter-in-law who has a son that got kidnapped by some bad people in the Middle East, and he doesn't want to give him any money. And Mark Wahlberg's the fixer. Yeah.
This is hard for me to get excited about.
Yeah.
So I think to whatever extent Kevin Spacey is in it, it's probably going to be good.
Mm, but Kevin Spacey plays in glorious old man makeup, old man Getty.
But I think this movie is just like a rehash of so many other Ransom movies just turned up to 11.
This is
like
Mark Wahlberg on
the
fire.
The richest man in the world. It's not just the man with a lot of money who can easily afford to give it up. It's the literal richest man in the world. And he will pay, you know, not $1 million, not $10 million, zero.
Right.
That's how much he will pay. They just took it and pushed everything to the extremes. And
yeah, and I feel like even
not interesting.
Like, I mean, didn't Ridley Scott direct Man on Fire? Which is essentially the same. That's Denzel Washington, where Dakota Fanning got kidnapped by some kind of Colombian drug lords, and he goes on a one-man mission to avenge Avenger.
Hmm. Sounds like
it's pretty good,
though.
No, I mean, it's a great movie, but I just feel like it's like kind of a tired formula.
Yeah.
I don't know. Speaking of tired, Liam Neeson is in The Commuter.
This seems pretty tired.
Did you catch that Liam Neeson retired from action movies last week?
He retired.
Yeah, he
from
announced
action
that he's
movies?
Like, I'm too old for
now
this
that he's
shit.
78.
I can't do it.
How old does that mean? He's
my
in
six,
his 60s.
My 6'4" frame has just been took by all this shit. And then just yesterday, he announced he's unretired from action movies.
What? What action movie is he doing?
I don't
Did Disney
fucking,
come calling again?
I don't know.
We need Qui-Gon.
Right. They just backed up a garbage truck full of money and dumped it on his lawn and said, we need Tooken 4. But yeah, it's got Vera Farmiga, and the plot seems to be kind of like one of those weird, you know, like where someone calls and offers you this amazing deal and all you got to do is this one thing and here's a bag full of money. And
sounds like the movie we just watched.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And there's complications. You never guess.
Yeah.
And he's got to figure out, and he's rolling under trains and all kinds of stuff. Pass. Hard pass for me.
Yep.
You know what's not a hard pass? And actually what I...
The Snowman?
No, fuck that. What I kind of wish we'd seen tonight.
What?
Idris Elba and Kate Winslet in A Mountain Between
Wait.
Us.
Wait. We could have seen that tonight?
Yeah, that came out tonight.
Oh, shit.
Believe.
I thought that was coming out soon-ish.
Maybe I'm wrong. Again, I don't know why people pay to listen to my podcast. Because
you're probably right.
Old, often wrong Aaron, as they call me.
Yeah.
But I think I saw that because Cecily was asking, oh, can we see that? And I'm like, oh, shit, we got to see American Made. Huh. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, that's...
These strangers to get wrecked in the, like, I don't know, some mountain, and they're the sole survivor, and they got to figure out a way to get civilization. Kate Winslet's got a broken leg, and she's supposed to get married, but she's not because she got wrecked with Idris Elba.
Maybe she does get married at the end of it.
Yeah,
to
Idris Elba. Like,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Elba and Winslet are like, at the very tippy top as far as attractive people, because they're not just, like, physically attractive, but there's like substance to them.
Yeah,
like I just feel like that anybody gets in a 2 week life and death situation, I don't care how happily you're married or how like you're gonna fucking like, okay, I'm just gonna throw all in with Kate or all in with Idris. It looks amazing. I want to see it. Something that doesn't look amazing: Father Figures, starring Owen Wilson and Ed.
Oh,
what the fuck is this guy's name? Ed. He's in Terrible Bosses. He was in
he was in Office.
Ed Harris, Ed Stein,
Ed O'Neill,
Ed Fuckface McGee. That's his name.
Thinking of all the Eds,
and
can't pull it.
Their mother, Glenn Close. This is essentially Mamma Mia for dudes, because Glenn Close had them as children, and she lied about which father, and she doesn't know. She had sex with a lot of men. She doesn't know who it is. They've narrowed it down to Terry Bradshaw, J.K. Simmons, Christopher Walken, and Ving Rhames.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Ving Rhames is not their daddy.
I'm not too sure how the DNA works.
But
of that, I'm fairly certain.
What's the opposite of seed is strong? Seed is weak.
Seed is real weak in Ving Rhames if they're his children.
Real weak. I thought that
And looked, I can't believe that for a second.
I thought that looks stupid, and I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I also did not want to see Snowman, although I hear that that's actually a fairly well-regarded
Nordic book
series.
Mm-hmm.
There is another one I know that I essentially like, no, I'm not even going to write it down because we talked about it so much.
Okay.
And that's the trailers.
Yeah.
Which means this is, if you want to hear me expass about things I'm wrong on. You're gonna have to pay for it now.
Right. This is where it begins.
This is where the real pain and questioning of life's choices begins.
We should just set up a 900 number that people can call in to get 24-hour podcasts.
And it's just me giving wrong opinions.
Right.
Just espousing stuff I have no idea.
Wrong facts.
Wrong facts.
Truthiness, I guess.
I'm not going to have the actor and actress's names right. I'm not going to even know the name of the movie. I'll get my historical facts wrong. It just, you know, again, if that sounds like a good deal, go to club.baldmove.com where you can sign up for spoiler-filled first-run movie reviews. Next week, by the way, you want to make sure that you get your club membership going, because next week we got Blade Runner.
Oh right,
we just been or yeah. Do we? Yeah. Next week we just been biding our time last couple weeks, kind of twiddling our movie going thumbs. We've been waiting for Blade Runner.
Yeah,
and you're gonna get it, and you're gonna want to hear our spoiler filled take on it. Because I'm gonna do it upright. I'm gonna watch the classic.
Mm.
I'm gonna watch the director's version. I'm gonna have both fresh in mind, and I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna expect greatness, and I won't be let down.
Right.
So you got that to look forward to. Go to club.baldmove.com to get your membership locked in. Of course, you can try it for 30 days free. You can see how wrong I am for 30 days gratis, and make the right decision. Club.baldmove.com. Everybody in the club, come on into the spoiler section.